In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today is the day of the great unmercenary healer, the passion bearer and martyr, Panteleimon. He was first called Panteleon, I think, and that means like courage like a lion. And he was renamed Panteleimon, which means all merciful. Both names are apropos because he had great courage. He had great courage to endure martyrdom, and the martyrdom that he incurred was incredible. But here's something that's even more incredible. The grace of God working in us. So we see these two little children, beautiful children, and the other ones, the bigger beautiful children, young, loved, taught about Jesus, taught about the faith, taught about the church. But sometimes things change. For Panteleimon, he was also taught about the church by his pious mother, who was a Christian. But the father was a pagan. Now, how that came about to be, who knows? St. Paul says that a pagan and a Christian, when a Christian converts and they're in a marriage, they should not divorce. So perhaps it was that. Perhaps she was married as a pagan and then found Christ and her husband did not convert. Perhaps it was that she was married off in some way and was married to a pagan even though she was a secret Christian. Perhaps that is the case. Perhaps we can fault her about that. That might be. But regardless of whatever her circumstances were, and whether or not she had actually married someone outside of the faith, doesn't matter. This does not matter. Because, I mean, it matters that we do it or not. We shouldn't do it. But when the grace of God wishes to have a man be saved, or a woman, or a child, nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop God if he wishes it. So Panteleimon was raised by a pious mother, and he learned all about the church, learned the hymns of the church, etc. Now the father, I think they had some money. So the father wanted to send him to university to become a medical doctor and also to study all of the great pagan rhetoricians and philosophers. And his will was the one that was going to prevail. But then the mother died. Now, how she died, who knows? I mean, people died of diseases. People died, women died in childbirth quite frequently. So she died. And he was still young. And so the father just took him to all the pagan services and such. And Panteleimon, although he remembered his Christian upbringing, he became a pagan. But he was a good and righteous young boy. And he had a bearing about him of decency, of sweetness, that everybody noticed. Even the emperor knew about him and wanted to bring him into his court to be his private physician. And Panteleimon, at the time, he was called by his first name because he was a pagan. Because of his daily life, he would go by a house where there was a priest who was hiding, Hermolaus. He was hiding because the pagans would put to death Christians that would not sacrifice to the idols. Now, perhaps Hermolaus was hiding in order to protect his flock. Perhaps he was hiding out of fear. We don't know. And it doesn't matter. Because if God's grace wishes something, it will become. It will happen. So the priest saw that Panteleimon, or his first name is, I should look and see if I get his name right, because it's Panteleon. Panteleon, which means courage like a lion. He saw him and saw that he was just different than other folk. So one time he came out and talked to him and started to talk to him about the faith. He knew that he was in training to be a doctor and already was a good doctor. And he talked to him about the great physician and about the miracles of Christ. And his mother had said those things to him. So he remembered these things. So he said to Hermolaus that he was now a pagan because, well, his father was very strong personality, and he was now a pagan, but he remembered the things of his mother. Now, you can blame Panteleimon for this. You could say he was raised a Christian and then he apostatized. That may be the case. That might be. But where God's grace wishes something to be so, it will be so. And Penteleimon had a good heart and good kindness about him. And so he listened to the words of Ermolaus. Now, he was not yet a Christian, but he was sort of on the way. I've known a lot of people like that. I've also known some people that were on the way to being Christians who didn't become Christians. Something distracted them, and I don't know where they are anymore. So Penteleimon was on the way. But the grace of God was not going to be frustrated with this young man, because he was going to be a Christian. So he came to a boy who had been bitten by a large poisonous snake. I believe the boy was 5 years old and he had died. And Penteleimon, stricken with remorse for this sadness, he prayed, but he prayed in sort of an audacious way. And God heard this audacious but faithful prayer. He basically said, "Lord, if you are who you say you are, then heal this boy and I will become a Christian." Now, I don't necessarily recommend that you talk to God like that. Where God's grace wishes something, it will become. And so the boy was raised, and he brought the boy to Ermolaus, and Ermolaus came out and saw the snake. And then this was really the impetus, of course. He further catechized Penteleimon and baptized him and celebrated the liturgy and communed him the holy mysteries. Probably, to be honest with you, with a short catechesis. It might have been that day that he baptized him. Now, perhaps that's against the rules. But where God's grace wishes something, it will become. We can't stand in the way of God's grace. So whether or not Penteleimon apostatized and he was at fault for that, whether or not his mother was at fault for being married to a pagan, it doesn't matter. Where God's grace wishes something, it will become. And so Penteleimon is baptized. He goes to his father, who, although being a pagan, I mean, where did Penteleimon learn to be such a good human being? I mean, it didn't just come down out of the sky. He was educated by his mother and his father. And so his father, when he listened to him about these things, he was baptized. I don't remember the period of time. Now, Penteleimon was known in the court. He was known by the emperor. Now, if he wouldn't sacrifice to the idols, and that's going to happen at least once a year, then he would be known. And so that's how he was found out. And then he was tortured in terrible ways. And it's good to read his life and to read of the tortures and how God preserved him throughout all those things. What really jumps out to me is that his good character, and where God's grace wishes something, it will become. Now we have these beautiful children, all, I think, four of them, right? We have four. Two are a little bit noisier than the others, so. And they're educated by their parents, by their extended family, by those who love them, by their aunts and uncles. I mean, each one of these children has about a dozen aunts and uncles just in this church, don't they? That's the southern way, isn't it? Everybody's an aunt and everybody's an uncle. But what if their fortunes turn? What if their parents die? What if they're placed with someone who does not believe the faith? People believe all kinds of strange and crazy things nowadays. Well, if God's grace wishes something, it will become. So, of course, we should train these children and wish them to be with us forever. I don't want any harm to come to anybody. But if it does, God's grace will not be denied. It wasn't denied in the case of Penteleimon. It won't be denied in the case of these children. It won't be denied in you, despite your sins, if you are struggling. So you can read the life of Penteleimon, and you can be honest about it, and you can find that there are things that could be criticized. Just like you can read the life of the Gospels, and you can see Peter. Peter did some bad things, right? He denied the Lord. It's not wrong to speak of this. It's in all four Gospels, including the Gospel that Peter made sure was written, the Gospel of Mark, which was the first Gospel written. He made sure his denial was in there. So we should speak of his denial. And it was a terrible thing. It was a terrible sin. But God's grace will not be denied if a person has a good heart. This is the important thing. This is the wonderful and the glorious thing. And Penteleimon has been responsible through his prayers for the healing of hundreds and thousands, millions probably. Another thing about Penteleimon is if you look at his akathist and you look at his the canons, and we sing, we have 8 canons to St. Penteleimon, which I was gifted from. I think they originally came from the monastery St. Penteleimon on Mount Athos. Of course, were translated into English. And we sing a different one of them for every tone of the week when we say our Maleben Mondays. And in that canon and in the akathist, you can see, and also in the prayers to St. Penteleimon, you can see that the church knows that he's not just someone who heals people from snake bite or something, or cancer or some illness, physical illness. He heals people of spiritual illnesses, of demon possession, and of all other spiritual ills and sins through his prayers. He's a great intercessor. And the inheritance that I have from the monastery in West Virginia is that I have a great veneration for St. Penteleimon, and therefore we pray to him every week, and we have a Penteleimon's list, and of course we would celebrate his day with the liturgy. Just remember, God's grace will not be denied. We must provide a good heart, as good as we know how to be. It's not as good as it needs to be, because God will provide all that. But if you have a good heart like Penteleimon did, then indeed, you'll be saved. And if you train up your children the way you should, then it doesn't matter if you die tomorrow or next week or a year from now, God's grace will not be denied. There's another thing that I think is not mentioned in the life, because we don't know it for sure. But since Penteleimon came from good stock, a father who was a pagan all his life, who became a Christian at the word of his son, a mother who trained up a child so that that training took effect and great force when he became an adult, he must have been of good stock. So when the mother died, of course she wasn't dead, was she? She was praying for her son. Must have been praying for her husband. So the prayers of a mother really did avail much, if I can be forgiven sort of transposing that with the famous scripture. Glory be to God that there are saints like Penteleimon that have courage and goodness in their hearts, and that God's grace will not be denied in such a person. It will not be denied no matter what the earthly circumstances are. Through the prayers of the holy, great martyr and healer, Penteleimon, O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.